80% of disease in 2/3 of the world's population is due to the lack of clean water. When Will Adams heard this, he knew he wanted to do something about it. The 29-year-old Georgia native set out on a 16,000-mile journey to the southern part of Argentina. A trip that took 4 years to plan is going to last about 8 months. But why is it going to take Adams so long to complete his journey? Because he is traveling completely by bicycle.
It's a 29-inch chrome-only steel mountain bike that I outfitted to hold a small engine on it. So I pedal and I use the engine at the same time.
Along with a partner, Adams paired up with Water Missions International so he could make a documentary of his journey. His partner only made it about 30 miles out before he had to turn around because of engine troubles. Adams says that with the weight of the engine that he was carrying, his bike was not able to hold to it. Precision Bikes owner Mark Miller explains that with putting an engine on a bicycle like this could cause many problems.
Over time, yeah, metal fatigue. By him putting a motor on a bike, not only the weight of the buggy he was carrying, but the weight of the engine. Certain wheels are not made to take that kind of pressure or torque.
Miller also said that being prepared for this type of journey will help Adams be more successful. He says as long as Adams is ready to face any obstacle that could come across him.
I think as long as you are set up properly on your bike, I don't see any big negatives except traffic.
With only two pairs of pants, his bike, and equipment gear, Adams plans on being in Houston by the end of March. Through a social networking site, Adams is able to find places to stay. If he doesn't have a couch to sleep on, he will park in a parking lot to rest. Adams also has a PayPal account set up through his website, which is how he gets other necessities like food and water. By the end of his journey, Adam hopes that he will have learned more about the global water shortages as well as more about himself.
One thing I've noticed about traveling is, I mean, even if I just take a trip for like a week or 2 weeks, I never really come back the same person. I'm always just very changed, just traveling, especially like this where you're just constantly dealing with problems that you never, ever, ever expected to face. It just kind of changes the way your brain works.
Proceeds from the documentary that he is filming will go to Water Missions International in an effort to help save areas from being forced to drink polluted water. Water Missions International is a nonprofit organization. Adams also has a website for fans to follow his journey at www.thirstybike.org. Viewers can also watch his video clips and pics there as well. For Louisiana Focus, I am Kimberly Bradford.